This young man has a farm just out of town, and some are calling him the lyricist of 2018. He absolutely dominated at R&B Fridays Live 2018.
All right, stop.
I am, of course, talking about Grant Denyer, the 2018 Gold Logie Award winner and now Christmas song singer. And he joins us right now. Good morning, Grant.
Dane and Herbie. So good to chat. They're calling me the songbird of our generation. You're too kind. You're too kind.
And so we are talking about your Christmas single. You've done a buble. You've released a Christmas single.
I've done a boob, as they say in the biz. This is really big. I've never sung before in my life. I did that one little rap a couple of weeks ago just as a joke on stage to 50,000 people. But no, man, look, I'm from out Wagga Wagga Way, just out past Area Park is our little farm. I'm fifth generation actually out there. So we've had that property for 110 years.
Wow.
And started my media career in there at Prime Television in Wagga Wagga. So it's this area is a big part of my growing up. So when we've been doing the work with Rural Aid, talking about, you know, how we try and sort of help our farmers through this, you know, horrendous drought situation that we got going on. It was like, how can we have a little bit of fun as well as raise some money for Rural Aid to help the farmers? And a Christmas track was then dropped.
And you've titled it Driving Home for Christmas, straight to the point.
Could you know why though? Because often it was always about heading home to the farm at Area Park.
Yes.
You know, if you're coming from Melbourne, it's a 6-hour drive. If you're coming from Sydney or if you're coming down from the Gold Coast, you know, so that's been a massive part of our tradition. So the song I was kind of connected to because, you know, I love racing cars, I love driving, and heading home for Christmas to the family and the loved ones and back to the farm was always a big tradition for us, so it made sense.
You didn't channel Knowlesy's fantastic single Drive by any chance, did you?
I've got a car.
That's it.
I've got a big black shiny car.
That's it. Did you channel that at all?
I'm not as gravelly as him. Like, he's got this sort of I've just been up all night at the strip club kind of vibe, and I'm a little bit more clean cut. I'm a Family Feud sort of a dude, so... Yeah, it's day one for me in the music game, but yes, I'm already wearing my sunglasses on inside, if that's what you're asking. I'm all just Learjets, gold toilets, and marrying a Kardashian from now on.
Do you reckon you could bring the goatee back then?
The flavor saver. I don't know if I can pull that off. My attempt at facial hair is a little bit lame-o. So, man, I'm just sort of doing it my style. Although I've never done music before, we got this guitarist on there who's played with them all. He played on Elvis's Suspicious Mind song, Lionel Richie's Hello.
Oh.
He's played with and recorded with John Lennon. Mate, it's Stevie Wonder.
Oh, my God.
And then here's little me from Area Park rocking up going, hi, excuse me, can I sing a song for Christmas? But it's come up so, so good. We're really happy with it.
Grant, that's some very impressive company now you keep. Essentially, you're 1 degree of separation from all those amazing people. Where do you think the single Driving Home for Christmas sits on the list of things that man has worked on?
For sure. I think he realizes that I'm the gift to music that music didn't know it needed. I'm so far down the ladder, I'm underground when it comes to our guitarist. It's nice to kind of be in that sort of circle and caliber. And it's a great track. It's a great track done by, the original was Chris Rea in about 1989, and it was a big Christmas hit for him. So, man, I love Christmas music. You know, I think there's nothing better to fill your family kind of full of joy and love and atmosphere over the Christmas break than, you know, filling it full of song. And you know, if you can add this to your playlist and it raises some money for Rural Aid, then, you know, I hope it ticks a couple of boxes for you and your family.
And that's the best thing. It is raising money for Rural Aid. And something we do here in Wagga is we have Wagga Wagga Takes Two, and Dane's taking part in it next year. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's sort of a singing
heard
competition.
Of it. I used to host the TV version of it. So, yeah, I've heard of it.
So we do it here locally, but it raises money for 12 local charities. Dane's raising money for Headspace next year, but he's not much of a singer. Oh. Any advice from a person that didn't have the singing background himself?
Oh, okay. If you're not a singer, yeah, don't do it. It's really confronting. Like, it takes a lot to sing in front of other people. I think it's possibly the most nervous experience I've ever had in my life. Like, I've sat on the grid of 3 Bathurst 1000s. Oh. You know, that's nerve-wracking. You know, I've hosted a lot of television shows, but it's quite a vulnerable thing to sing in front of others when you've never done it before. So it, but having said that, it's also one of the most rewarding. So, man, you got to take a chance. Yep. Life is meant to be lived. Risks is where, that's where the buzz in life is.
Okay, well, that is great advice. I'll be taking that all on board.
And if they throw a chair at you, run.
It's just a prop.
It's just a prop. I'll use it. I'll embrace it as they're really getting into the performance. Now, Grant, if you'd like and do us a massive favour, first of all, thank you for joining us this morning, but please, can you throw to your amazing Christmas single for us here on Hit 93.1 right now?
You know who I'm going to get to throw to the single, in fact? It's better than me. They got way more credentials than me. This is what Peking Duck had to say about this song.
Grand Denyer's single for the farmers. Wow. What can I say? Absolute fire. Nothing but love and support from Peking Duck. Certified banger.
Certified
banger!
He's driving home for Christmas. Enjoy.